Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
So welcome back to Project Independence and You Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I am your co-host today, Rebecca Miller, and our co-host, as always, is the wonderful Otto Loos and our radio show producer, Christina Liu. We had some great guests today. Mike Utaro just giving us really, really important information on fire safety and kind of explained a lot about volunteering and the whole process. And he's getting a nice promotion. He's going to be the first assistant chief fire marshal for all of Nassau County's fire marshal's office. So it was
actually going to be the chief.
He's going to be the chief.
Right now he's the assistant chief. He's getting promoted to chief.
Being the fire marshal. Right.
I stand corrected. And that is wonderful. So well-deserving. He definitely has a lot of information and a lot of experience. So it was really good to have him on. And then of course we had County Executive Laura Curran, who gave us some updates on the finances of the county and also the COVID update, just things that have been changing and how we can best inform people of Nassau County, how to get them all the information and the facts so that people can, you know, remember and remind them that we still all need to be vaccinated. And the good news too, which is that the county's opened up and there's some wonderful things going on in the parks. And County Executive was giving us the web address to kind of check out the calendar so everybody can continue having a fun-filled summer in Nassau County. So Christina, what is happening in the town?
I mean, this is quite the jam-packed show. It flew by all of a sudden. You know, I really went very, very fast today. And I have to say that, you know, obviously the first segment was so important. And as we were saying to everyone, you know, and I mean, these are things that I think people take for granted, these different, you know, what goes on with these volunteer fire department and the training. I mean, I'm so glad that you guys touched upon that, because I think that's so important. I mean, the immense training in all different aspects that they had. And they're just good little reminder tips, because I think everyone knows these things, which is a kind of a refresher as to really, you know, what to do with your smoke detectors and whatnot. So, and then the little tips and those dreaded space heaters that I'll never, you know, with my grandfather was always, I was like, this is just not okay, you know, because it was inevitably something would be thrown on top of the space heater, you know, and it's just a terrifying thing. So I think Beck can speak also, we're not really proponents of the space heater. Laura was fabulous as always, that she gives us time on the show is just wonderful. So it's great.
Okay. Great guests. As usual, Christine always pulling together the best guests with the best information and really makes it easy to talk to them, because there's just, I mean, they're always on the show. Not long enough. And it seems like toward the end, we're really getting into it. And then it's like, okay, bye.
You know? That's why we have him back on, you know, and next week we have another great segment. We're going to have on Christine Pusateri, who's a speech pathologist, who's going to talk about speech pathology in this world of masks and with children and adults. And so she's going to kind of go into that realm, which should be very interesting. So that's next week. And I know, cause we didn't have a show last week. So, you know, we really need to dive into, everything that's going on. So I want everyone to tune into that. And I just want to remind people that you can listen to anything you might have missed, whether you want to watch the video or the audio. You can go to the Project Independence website, you know, just go to northhempsteadny.gov and you can just click on Project Independence is the fastest kind of route there. Or you can just go on YouTube to WCWP Radio, and you can see the videos on there too. So there's all different ways of doing it. And the website's great because there's a search bar. So if you know the topic, you know, you can just type it in and then pull it up for whatever you want to listen to. So there's been a lot of great guests and segments, and everything is kind of timeless. You know, it's just really good information. So definitely check that out.
It'd be 10 years worth of stuff on
it. It's right. I know we are rapidly approaching our 10 years, which I really just can't even believe that's happening. So that's coming in September, which is very exciting. And just some other kind of segments that are coming this summer I'd love to promote is that in August, which I can't believe I'm even talking about August. It's just, it's, unfortunately, summer's going a little too fast. I want to press pause a little bit. But
Christine, are you one of those people that, like, you know, it's Memorial Day and then you're like, oh, summer's over, you know, after, like, I have friends who say that, or like after 4th of July, I can't believe the summer's over. It's like, you have 2 months, stop, you know.
It's true. It's true. Slow but down. It's going way too fast. I'm, it just
you
makes
a month. Yeah.
You know what it is? We all wait so long for it. And then it's just like, phew. So, but August, we have on August 6th, we're having on Jenna Tuda, who is from the animal shelter, the town of North Hempstead's animal shelter. And she's going to talk about the benefits for pets for seniors. This is something I know that really grew also during the pandemic, you know, because a lot of people were isolated and were adopting pets and dogs. And it's unfortunate because I was speaking with my husband and a lot of people are like bringing their animals back. And there was actually a press release just the other day that the animal shelter was just trying to remind people that they still have several dogs there up for adoption that were the owner couldn't take care of them anymore or whatever the reasoning was. So she'll talk about that, which is really great because it certainly serves as a companion and kind of a therapy animal, you know, for many people. And then we're going to have, we have a couple of repeated shows. We're going to do some old time radios as well in August. And then we have on George Martinez. He'll be coming on in August. He's the deputy commissioner over at the Nassau County Department of Human Services Office for the Aging. He's going to discuss the benefits of RoboPets. I think everyone in the news has kind of heard this, you know, buzzword term. It sounds so futuristic. You know, and you think of this robotic dog, but it's not a toy. You know, it's actually something that really has gained a lot of momentum because obviously it's a little easier to take care of than an actual dog, but it's still been proven to kind of show these similar positive effects. I was actually on yesterday, I was on a webinar summit and they were discussing all these different agencies, how the benefit of these robo pets really are. So we talk about it all the time, Otto and myself. So I'm glad that George Martinez will come on because the county was very involved in getting these robo pets.
Interested in, I was going to get a robo pet for my sister-in-law who's in a facility.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that I can't get her a robo pet in the facility because they have several that they share with the people in the place. And they, and in some cases, they do not want to be involved with the management of an individual robo pet. So I'd like to hear.
I know, because, you know, I'm curious to know, like, what is involved in having a robo pet. You know, it's very, but I've seen, you know, that's how, you know, I think me and Otto, a couple of months ago, we were talking about this because there was some kind of article in the Times or something about it. So, and it's increasingly so, which I have to say, I feel like once we schedule a topic on this show, all of a sudden there's a lot of buzz in on different, you know, local papers and different things, whatnot. So I think everyone should tune in just to educate themselves. And there, you know, it might be something that's good for you or someone that you know. So that is in August. And then September, we're going to have a bunch.
What I have with those pets is, you know, are they, do you charge them at night? You know,
right.
How long do they last? But, you know, when you think about the companionship they provide for a senior who may not be able to take an animal out of the house, maybe they've always had a pet, but really can't take care of a pet anymore. I mean, it really is a wonderful.
I know. I'm really looking forward to it because, like I said, I hear the word all the time, but I don't necessarily know everything that goes into it. So that should be really, really interesting.
Yeah. I mean, are there different models of robo pets that can do different things?
We're gonna find out. We will.
Cats, dogs, hamsters. Yeah.
Write these questions down because we could ask all these questions in August. and then in September, we're gonna have segments, which I'm very excited. We're going to have the emergency management specialist over at FEMA. And she's going to come on because September is National Preparedness Month. So we'll talk about all those things and a refresher because I think it's so important to stress all these things. As we know, you can never be too prepared because you don't know what might happen, you know, flash to this crazy pandemic. So having, being prepared and being on top of things is certainly the best kind of mode that we promote. And then we're also going to have the senior director from the National Council on Aging for Center of Healthy Aging is going to talk about social isolation, staying independent, and fall prevention awareness. So that all, she's going to talk about how that all kind of works together. And then, of course, we have on September 24th, the 10th anniversary show, which is going to be really, really fun. So Supervisor Bosworth is going to join us. And then we're kind of having it, you know, open. Obviously, anyone that wants to participate, we'll have pop on, talk about our favorite shows, memories. I'm sure we'll laugh. I'm sure I'll cry. You know, the usual, a usual Friday afternoon. So that is everything to come. And I also want to encourage people that if you have a suggested topic, to call 311 or 869-6311. And I will be more than happy to look into it.
All right, we have to take a quick break, but I want, when we come back, we have to talk about 311 for a second. You've been listening to Project Independence and you on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.